Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, I know. Many of us haven't even decided if we want to become a market influencer. But this big strategic question, ROI or market awareness, can be the tipping point. Why? My take? If we can answer this question first, then we can decide what needs to be done to stand out in this market segment. Then we can decide if we are up for this adventure. See how this works? So, what are the two factors that will help us choose between ROI and awareness? First up, our community right now. I've found that they fall into two groups. One, communities with the mindset to buy. We have trained them to buy our stuff. And two, communities who participate not necessarily to buy, but to contribute and share, to belong. The first group is for ROI. The second group is brand awareness. Now, nothing's wrong with either group. You just got to know how your folks show up. Second, your own skills. Some of us are natural marketers. We are fabulous at getting the word out to be advocates and cheerleaders. Some of us are natural-born salespeople, knowing how to get folks to act right now. As you've already noticed, the former is brand awareness. The latter is ROI. So the big thing here is not to sign up for something that you have to work too hard at. Talk about setting ourselves up for failure. The bottom line, this issue, ROI versus brand awareness, in the influence marketing segment has a lot of layers to it. If we go through this exercise, even if we haven't decided yet if we want to be a market influencer, we can clarify our value in other areas. Just saying. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.